Welcome back to the Jewish Soul Music Program. I'm Elchanan. Cantor Moshe Osher was born in 1906 in Lipkin, a town in Romania. He began a stage career at the young age of six. Throughout his career in theater and later in Hollywood, his soul would always remain in the synagogue, and his services always created a sensation. He left many recordings of both Yiddish and cantorial material, mostly recorded for the Banner Record Company. He passed away in the year 1958. The following selection of Horachamim showcases the drama and the power of cantor Moshe Osher's voice on the fabulous voice of Moshe Osher.
Hallelujah. shall I say anew? Mi male, hoy mi shall I say no? Ben mi dotto e vo.
David Werdiger had a very powerful and even heroic tenor voice. He was born in Krakow, Poland. He studied music under the leading professors in his country and later obtained a degree from the Music Conservatorium in Vienna. In 1950, he emigrated to the U.S. and there obtained a position at Congregation B'nai Israel in East Flatbush in Brooklyn. The following selection is Av HaRachamim on the record Tefillah LeDavid by cantor David Werdiger.
Rachamim Achasidim Vayishorim Vayatemim Achasidim Vayishorim Vayatemim Chasidim v'yayishurim, v'yayishurim v'yatimimim.
Okay.
Hashem Shemosru Nafshon Shemosru Nafshon
Oh, yeah.
השופר.
Richard Tucker was born in New York City. There he received his education, both musical and otherwise. At the age of 6, he joined an Orthodox synagogue on the Lower East Side. He remained in that position for 8 consecutive years. Then his voice began to change, and he took off 4 years. He later returned to that post, this time in the role of tenor voice. He studied Chazanut under such notable names as Joshua Weiser, Zavel Zilbertz, and Cantor Mirsky. Already at the age of 22, he held a position at a New York synagogue, and over the next subsequent years will have held positions at Temple Emmanuel in Passaic, New Jersey, Temple Adath Israel in the Bronx, and at the Brooklyn Jewish Center. All this time, he was preparing for his debut in opera at the Metropolitan. His debut was an enormous success, and he subsequently relinquished his position at the Brooklyn Jewish Center to pursue his career in opera. Tucker never forgot the art of Chazanut, and would officiate at synagogues on the high holidays, and produced many recordings of cantorial and Yiddish music. The following selection is Vehu Rachum by Richard Tucker on the album Cantorial Jewels.
Vehu Rachum.
cantor Misha Kusevitsky has a surprise in store for you as he harmonizes with himself on the record Akavya Ben Mahalalo.
Istakel vishloisho devorim Veyene veyina tovo Veyene veyina tovo Limeco, limeco.
Benjamin Unger sings Shomer Yisrael. This song was composed by Sal Taub and arranged by Joshua Weiser. It was recorded on the record Chassidic Nigunim by cantor Benjamin Unger of the Great Synagogue in Tel Aviv, with choir directed by Y. Frischtendig.
Amen.
Cantor Leib Glantz sings Kol Mikdash on the record Oneg Shabbat, a tribute to Chaim Nachman Bialik.
Oh,
Bela Herskovits was a cantor with a voice almost as fascinating as his life's story. He was a former chief cantor of Budapest and a concert artist of international reputation. In 1942, when German troops swarmed over Hungary, Bela Herskovits was one of thousands of Jews thrown into prison. He was only released when it became apparent that he would soon die of an ailment that required an immediate surgery. The operation was performed in a dingy cellar, and Mr. Herskovits set about thereafter attempting to rescue the life of his wife, Dodie, who was also imprisoned. After a rather dramatic rescue, wife and cantor Herskovits were spirited out of Hungary by Dr. Franz Nagy, who was then the Hungarian Prime Minister, and by John F. Morgan, who was then with the American Consulate. Once in the United States, he became cantor of the Ocean Parkway Jewish Center in Brooklyn, and was brought to Hollywood's attention by Eddie Cantor. He was signed to a 5-year contract with MGM, and he co-starred with Pat O'Brien in Servant of God. He also acted as music consultant to Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments. Bela Herskovits performed at President Dwight D. Eisenhower's first inaugural ball and made a number of appearances on radio and television. He was a graduate of leading music conservatories of Hungary, and he held the post of professor of Jewish liturgical music at the Goldmark Károly College and professor at the Jubal Institute of Oriental Music. He became chief cantor of the Beth Shalom Synagogue in Toronto in 1966, but retired some years prior to his passing due to an illness. The following selection is Akavya ben Mahalalel Omer by cantor Bela Herskovits. Cantor Misha Alexandrovich was born in Vorskla, Latvia. In his youth, he was acclaimed a prodigy. He gave concert tours in Riga and throughout Europe. During the Second World War, he moved to the USSR. He was already a famous singer and appeared in the great concert halls all throughout Russia. In addition to becoming a great concert artist, he also became a recording star in the USSR. Subsequently, he moved to Israel, where he produced for the first time several cantorial recordings. The following record was produced in Israel in 1972 and is not a cantorial recording, but rather a Yiddish one. It is titled The Yiddish Song, or Das Yiddische Lied, on the record of the same title.
Sein Ohren, doch ist sehr reich, weil geistige Äußeres oder Ried sehr sach. Der Ried ist geduldig, sein Betochen ist groß. Una benedict neuf cum ter lebe dicarois. Mer ruft im ben melech a jachsen a givir un jedes land verschließt vor ihm die Tier. Klagt un erweint, kenn schon nit mehr, a viele sein Gelächter oi, is gemischt mit a Trör oi, macht sich am Ohr, es geht ihm schon gut, der Mond Ihm wieder dem Stecken in der Hand und er sucht ein neue Land. Und kommt ein neuer alle Völker bis Gott singen tanzen und werden a Schmied. Und der Ried Rosh Hashanah sitzt in Schul mit Kavanah und hört von seinen Chas andere Miene liegt. Innen ihr, ja, thank you. Herrn dem Chasen singen.
That concludes another hour of cantorial music on the Jewish Soul Music program. Remember, with nearly 700 past shows available for listening and downloading, and new shows uploaded periodically, there is no richer source or more entertaining arena for the enthusiast to peruse than the archives at charlieburnhouse.com. You can contact Charlie at cbjmusic@aol.com.